Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Here's another great idea that Steve should have had. And if he did have, he probably wouldn't have done it. But a company is selling dog collars that play swear words whenever your dog barks.
Oh.
Now, this is trouble because that means the camouflage of the dog over, you know, that way you don't get blamed. But if this thing goes off every time, then the people around you are going to know, oh, that was the dog. That wasn't you.
What, that I barked?
No, that you farted.
Oh.
Because people use the dog as camouflage and go, oh, the dog, that was the dog, that wasn't me, when the dog farts.
You never do that?
So when this, so every time your dog, oh, it barks. I could have sworn I read the word fart. Oh, okay.
That's why I'm like, I don't understand what the hell you're talking about, dude.
I could have sworn, like, I read the word, did I even say bark or did I say fart?
You said bark.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I was super confused by you.
I don't blame you being super confused.
BJ might be having a stroke.
I'm having a bit of a stroke. Yeah. Oh, well, this is not as cool as what I thought it was.
Well, then screw it. Why are we even talking about it?
I thought this
was
really...
The dog's not farting.
Yeah, I really thought if the dog's farting and then there's swear words that happen, that's really cool. Like, oh, well, stay away from the dog. I know, you're right. It's a dumb idea. I just thought it was a great idea. And then, yeah. All right, let's reset that then.
Do over.
Car.
Game on.
So, hey, Steve.
Yes.
You know this dog collar that plays swear words whenever your dog barks?
Man, if only they did one for when it farts.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's the next one. They're already sold out of these, so they got to do the next one now. $60 a piece. They are sold out, but again, if for some reason, you think this is a great bark control, which maybe it is, because it starts swearing every time your dog starts barking.
So we actually have this new dog collar. Well, you know what your dog is really saying. Can we put it on?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, my God.
What are they doing while the dog is barking? Because it doesn't sound like they're reacting to the barking.
No, it really doesn't. Okay, so...
They sound like they're getting a little intimate.
Yeah, sure does. So
it's called the cuss collar.
The cuss collar. Is this supposed to stop the dog from barking?
I have no idea. I don't know, because I sometimes curse at Lulu when she barks and it doesn't stop her.
Or is this just a joke? I mean, it's a pretty big box around that dog's head. If I look at it like, I mean, do I want to wear a box like that around my head? Well, the dog's got it. And then it just starts swearing.
No, this is stupid. I'm shocked that people are buying this.
Yeah, $60.
$60 bucks.
It's sold out.
It's got to be just for a gag gift.
Must be.
Wouldn't be surprised if, like, at a party, a guy's going to be wearing it. Check it out. Oof. And then it curses.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That would be fun. Actually, now I want one. I've heard of the ones that, like, will, like, little spray of water or something like that to a dog. Because, you know, obviously you don't want to shock your dog.
Yeah.
But I've heard of ones where, like, you bark and, like a little spray of water will hit them. And that's supposed to get them to stop barking.
Well, that makes sense. Because I think when you spray water at a dog, they don't dig it.
Right.
Yeah, so that makes sense. So, I don't know. This is, you think my fart idea is better?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, cool. We'll do that. Yeah, if you go and see that, and we have the video on the BJ Mix page of KISW.com. It is sold out, but it's a pretty big box around the dog's neck. I don't know. Maybe they get used to it, but I feel like that would suck if I had to wear that around my neck.
If I was a dog, I'd be annoyed by wearing that stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's not even cool, and it doesn't play fun music.
No. And it does it say anywhere on the site this is to stop the dog from barking, or is this to make us laugh when the dog barks?
I mean, at least they're being honest in their advertising. It just says a dog collar that curses whenever your dog barks.
And that's all it says.
I don't see anything about it trying to tell you, look, it's going to get your dog to stop barking.
That is okay. And somebody really thought this would be a
Clearly it's working.
Yeah, it sold out for $60 for that black piece of plastic, really. Yep.
I wonder how many they made. Did they just make 10? They're like, nobody's going to buy this. And they sold all 10.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you never know how much sold out means. Yeah, they probably just got 10. Ah, man. And there you go. If they actually made a bunch and continue to make a lot of money on this, God, we're just like, how do we miss these ideas?
I can see something like this being sold at like Spencer Gifts or Urban Outfitters, like that kind of like random things you don't need. But when you see them, you're like, I kind of want this because it's so stupid. It'd be fun to own.
Danny, would you guys sell this at the Hot Topic probably?
No, Spencer's. I'm going to go with Spencer's.
Spencer's over Hot Topic.
I don't think even Hot Topic would touch this.
No.
Yeah. This is why Hot Topic, you know what? This is why they miss out on the opportunities.
No. Sure.
Well, this is why they're respected.
Would they sell my fart collar,
really?
Danny? Would Hot Topic sell my fart collar?
Yeah, now that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, because that's highbrow. Yeah, that's really highbrow. Wow.
I don't understand what the...
Yeah, you were looking at me weirdly, and I'm like, I don't understand why he doesn't understand. This is the perfect thing. Well, it's so funny what my brain thinks of.
Farts.
Yeah.
At all times.
Do you just look at Steve and think farts? Is that what it
is?
I mean, do you blame him?
No, not at all. I was just asking.
All right,
it was just like, Steve farts.
I'm going to give you the truth. It's not really Steve farts, but it is somebody on this show. When I come driving in the morning, I get headlines from Rev. He did tell me this story, and I think because the Rev farts.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
I just figured that's what he said.
Yeah, blame the dog in the other room about the farts.
So when he calls you to read some of these stories to tell you what we have coming up on the show, does he drop bombs? Do you hear him farting in the background?
That's a good question.
Fart lines.
No, don't try to do that. I am, nice enough not to pollute the room. Because I do it in there in that room with you guys, so I don't fart in there because I respect you all mostly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's just that I feel
you sound about as heartfelt as the Astros owner.
Yeah,
mostly.
Oh man, yeah. I think that really, I just think of farts with Rev, and so he told me that story, and I heard the word farts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of farts.
Yeah, sure, old guy.
I'm gonna go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is better than blaming Steve.
Fair.
Yeah, At the end of the day, if I got to blame somebody. We got a fast food restaurant that just fired all of their employees because of what one of them did. What did he do that got everybody fired? Steve will tell you about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I hope everyone enjoys a day of love.
Love.
And fun. And if you're not in a relationship, then it's National Call-In Single Day. Don't go to work. Get drunk.
Dang it. Really?
Yeah.
All right, Vicky.
I don't know if that's necessarily the rule, but just don't go to work.
Yeah.
You can stay at home and watch like rom-coms or eat chocolate and ice cream.
Oh, sounds like you've got a perfect weekend.
I mean, it sounds good even married.
Yeah, it really does.
Chocolate and ice cream.
Yeah.
Minus the rom-com part, but
yeah.
All right, well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, you know, we hear these stories of people doing stupid stuff at their job. More often than not, it seems like they work at a fast food place, and it leads to them getting fired. But this one was so stupid that it led to everybody that worked at the place getting fired. And it happened over at Wendy's. And, oh, man, this one is in Michigan. And it's actually a copycat situation. This will sound very familiar because something like this happened just last year. Somebody posted a video on that TikTok app, which I gave it a whirl.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, you're not a big TikTok guy?
It's just everything just pops up right away. You can't, the sound is on, so even if you want to like kind of like sneak a quick look on what's on TikTok while you're at church, loud noises.
Oh, boy.
Puts you in a weird spot, so I think I'm done with
He's out.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this person put a video up on TikTok. They're in Michigan, and it shows a guy at Wendy's, that works at Wendy's, taking a bubble bath in the kitchen sink.
Oh, yeah, I have heard about that last
year. Yeah, this guy's just sitting right in there, having a good old time. They're all laughing. He says it feels like a hot tub as the rest of his coworkers are watching him do his thing. Now, of course, they put it on TikTok, and it's a popular social network. So it starts spreading. It becomes viral. And the owner of the Wendy's franchise found out. And he's like, you know what? Screw everybody. Fired all of them.
Wow.
And he said the restaurant was completely sanitized. And like I mentioned last year, this happened in Florida. The only big difference was instead of TikTok, it was on Snapchat.
Yeah. And again, these are the things that the young kids are doing, Steve, which is why you're not, you know, it's not for you, it's for them.
Yeah. It took me like a day. I realized it wasn't for me when everyone's writing, I post a video and everyone's writing FYP, and I'm like, the hell does that mean? I'm thinking that people are being rude. Like, you know what? F your page. And then I realized it was for your page, and it's like a way to so that it'll show up on like the main page of TikTok. And people are trying to help me out.
And you thought you were being cussed out.
Yeah, well, I'm just used to social media being negative. So I'm like, oh, F you and F your page. I gotta tap out.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about another fast food story. This one happened over in New York, and a guy decided to rob a Taco Bell. He goes in there, threatens to kill the cashier, pulls the register off the counter, and took $340.
Wow, that's big money right there.
Now, what do you do after you take $340? You try and hide from the cops. And the best way to hide from the cops, according to this guy at least, is to go across the street to the local strip club.
Oh, that's how you do it?
He went to Night Moves. I hope to spend the money.
Night Moves.
Well, the problem was that they saw him go in there, the cops showed up, and he was arrested 3 minutes later.
By the way, I would never hide in a strip club because every, you know, red-blooded American says, well, we should see if the perp's in there.
Yeah.
Even if they're not in there, you get to go in and get a quick look and then go, I guess he's not here.
Yeah, officer, we need to go in there and check and make sure.
Yeah, he might be in there. Yeah, we should check.
And if you're going to do that, you might want to change your shirt, especially if you're wearing a recognizable shirt like this guy who was rocking a Hooters t-shirt.
And, of course, he goes into a strip joint.
I love this guy.
This guy really is, you know, outside of the threat to kill somebody, he's really quite a party.
This drunk guy, Florida, I love Florida.
Yeah.
You always get the best stories there. This guy was driving drunk. He's an idiot. He's got a 15-year-old in the car with him. He's 63 years old. At some point, he gets lost. So what does he do? He pulls over where there's a cop, starts flashing his high beams at the cop, and asks for directions.
Oh, he does.
The cop's like, hey, you smell like alcohol. I want to give you a breathalyzer. To which the drunk guy goes, no, you didn't pull me over. I pulled you over.
Oh, right. Oh, that you're right. He's got a point.
Well, no.
So the cop had to take the breathalyzer then, right?
No, they actually found out that he said he admitted to drinking at least 2 shots of bourbon earlier that day, but they found a bottle of whiskey in his car.
Yeah.
And also some white substance, which tested positive for...
Woo! Yeah. I'm in love with the cool. There you go.
Coca-Lina.
Boy.
A book of sugar.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, Grandpa's a partier.
You know it's going to be a party tomorrow.
All right.
CenturyLink Field, baby.
Here we go.
Big home opener for the XFL Seattle Dragons. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Vipers. Both teams are at 0-1, so hopefully the Dragons get their first win with the new version of the XFL that starts at 2 p.m. Tickets are available. Props to everyone's going out and buying the tickets. I think they're saying over 30,000 people should be there at CenturyLink Field. I know I'm going. A bunch of the guys in the men's room are going. Maybe if you're going, be on the lookout for us. A lot of us are going to be hanging out by the North Plaza at the KSW tent or table right before the game. So if you see us, be sure to say hi.
Yeah.
And if you don't go to the game but you want to watch it on TV, you can watch it on Fox.
Nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Go Dragons. Spitfire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you see the thing on Twitter that's spreading like crazy right now? There's a Twitter handle, NFL Memes. They put up a funny little thing, and some people are like, yo, that would be kind of cool if it happens. And it's about the XFL and the NFL. It said, at the end of every NFL season, the winner of the XFL championship should play the worst NFL team that season.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
If the XFL team wins, they're promoted to the NFL, and that NFL team is demoted to the XFL.
That is actually a really interesting
idea.
That'd
be funny.
It's like what they do in soccer in Europe.
Absolutely.
Which would be fantastic.
It won't happen.
Oh, they do that in soccer in Europe?
Yeah. You can get relegated down to a lower class of league.
Wow.
Yeah, if you suck, you're getting bumped down.
See, if it wasn't all about the cash.
They do that in beer league, too.
Oh, man. If it wasn't all about the cash, because, you know, I mean, look, the Cleveland Browns don't want to sacrifice that NFL money, but that's, you know, teams like that.
Or like the Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I got to imagine, though. I mean, you know, it's like when they say the worst team, they lose to the best college team. It's like, still, the worst NFL team is still better than anyone else.
Well, that's what you want to believe, and I think probably most times you're right, Steve, but how cool would it be if, you know, the Cinderella story happens?
Yep.
You know, that the best XFL team beats the worst NFL team. I love that idea.
What I love is the press conference that happened yesterday with the Houston Astros. Did you watch any of that?
I've heard all about this, and I haven't seen it, but I figured we'd run it today. So this will be virgin to me.
Oh, this is so great. Yeah. So a bunch of the players go up there and apologize, and everyone looks like they're forced to apologize. There's Dusty Baker. He's apologizing even though he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he's the new manager.
And he comes off pretty well in it all, but the hero, and by hero I mean idiot, of the day has to be the owner for the Astros, Jim Crane. So let's just play first like his main part of the press conference, because then he answers some questions from reporters, and that's when it gets even more ridiculous. But here's Jim Crane saying that he doesn't think the players should be punished because they didn't know any better.
I want to say again how sorry our team is for what happened. I want to also repeat that this will never happen again on my watch. Our GM and manager were not only suspended for a year, we went above and beyond and fired them. MLB also acknowledged that the players should not be punished for the failure of our leadership. I also agree that our players should not be punished for these actions. These are a great group of guys who did not receive proper guidance from their leaders.
They're not a little league team. They're a bunch of grown men.
Yeah. But, you know, there's so in what he says, Steve, it is so it's so insidious and just so ridiculous.
Some people are comparing it to the episode of The Office, which I haven't seen, where the Steve Carell guy has to, like, apologize, and you could tell, like, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you memorize it? I listened to the clip. It was pretty funny. He's like, why didn't you memorize it? Because I really don't mean it.
Yeah.
it's kind of like the vibe that we're getting from all this. Of course, it's all because of those cheating allegations in 2017 where there was, like, a buzzer involved or hitting garbage pails or garbage cans to tip the batters off on, like, a certain pitch that was going to be thrown.
And they used the center field camera to get the signs. That was really the horrible thing about it.
But here's the fun stuff. One of the highlights is when Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, was answering questions from reporters, and one of them did ask about the sign stealing.
Sign stealing is a distinct advantage for the hitter. So how is it that it doesn't affect competition? So then what are you guys apologizing for?
Apologizing because we broke the rules.
But isn't sign stealing a distinct advantage for the hitter, so doesn't it automatically impact competition?
It could possibly do that. It could possibly not.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
He does not care. And then the best one, though, is when one reporter just outright said, you know, you guys cheated, didn't you? And he would not say the word cheated. He kept saying, I was breaking the rules.
Was this cheating, and how does this reflect the feelings of the nation right now, where we see a coarsening of rhetoric in this country, where people seem to want to win at any cost, even if it includes cheating?
Well, listen, we don't endorse the actions that took place. We've apologized. You know, it's been tough on the team and tough on the city and tough on the nation. I don't disagree with that. But the only thing we can do is sit here and say we're sorry. We're going to move forward in a positive way. And you can count us to be a positive force in delivering that message.
May I ask, is it cheating?
Excuse me?
Do you use the word cheating? Was this cheating?
We broke the rules. And you can phrase that any way you want.
Well, actually, you just did, sir. You're the one phrasing it any way you want.
He's like, I won't admit to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what's going on with the Astros. I think the bigger news is that they have really sweet logos with that. The new hat. I don't know if I've never seen these, but like it's kind of like multicolored.
Maybe it's just
spring training hat.
Yeah.
See, that's more important to me.
Yeah, they have
cool merchandise.
The spring training merch is always pretty cool. It's always more casual.
It always looks more fun.
And there's Jose. There's Jose Altuve on your screen. That's the guy that they allege had the buzzer under his uniform.
Yes. Well, we saw the video, man. It looks like he's telling people, do not rip my jersey off.
And by the way, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. So, wow, Jose, is it possible you're one of the best hitters in baseball because of the fact that maybe you get a little help? Which, you know, for him to say there's no advantage. If you know what pitch is coming, oh my God, it's a ridiculous advantage in baseball. It is an unbelievable advantage.
I love it, like how he gave a heartfelt apology and somebody commented heartfelt. That's where he felt the buzzing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
As far as weather, 49 degrees and cloudy today. So there you go. That's the Mixed Report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. Well, Steve, you've heard everybody say, and I have, if you talk to anybody, oh, come on, stealing signs has been around since Babe Ruth played, which is over 100 years ago or whatever the hell it is. And, you know, the idea is that what you're saying then is that a rule is designed for the batter not to know what the pitcher's going to throw, which is why we have signs and all this in the first place. You're saying it's okay to break that rule because it goes on. It's really what everybody's saying, is people will cheat to get the advantage. And I just want people to admit it and baseball fans to admit it's okay if your team cheats as long as they don't get caught, because that's really what's going on.
Pretty much. Like I always say, it's the Eddie Guerrero method when it comes to wrestling.
And
you need to cheat to win, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, damn it, though, Mariners. We need to cheat better then.
Yeah. Yeah, how's that? What does that tell you?
Well, or maybe they're just the most up-and-up team of all time.
Well,
a team of integrity.
You know,
it gets you nothing.
It's an interesting point you make, Steve, because you think of guys like Ken Griffey Jr. You think of the ball players that were really good without steroids. And, you know, it is
like
sad.
Like Brett Boone.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Brett.
Kidding.
But it is sad if there's an up-and-up great ball player that doesn't do any of that and is just really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do see some ball players that have a ridiculous workout regime that are always watching videos of themselves. And they're really just, you know, they're at the ballpark really early. They stay at the ballpark really late. And that's why they're good as opposed to the cheaters. How tough is it for them to sit there? And they probably have known the whole time. But, you know, the unwritten rule is you don't dime anybody out because you're just ruining the whole sport, apparently. Because, I mean, the Astros can't be the only one. The Red Sox are still waiting to hear if they are the ones that cheated in 2018. This is a really ugly systemic problem. And somebody released
Wouldn't you also think that eventually it's going to come out? Because no player stays on the same team forever. So at some point, one of those players is going to go on a team that quite possibly is the competitor to the Astros. And wouldn't they be like, hey, you know what we were doing in Houston? Just be on the lookout. They're probably still doing it.
Yeah, they'll probably tell each other.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. See, they call it, hey, you're tipping your pitches. And now I realize that's always been code. I had no idea. Maybe there were some pitches that were actually on. Because if you watch a video, which you're not supposed to do, you might be able to see a pitcher put the ball in his glove in a certain way that indicates, oh, he's going to throw a curveball here because he has his glove. But the only way you could see, because I would watch TV and I'm like, I've never seen I've never been able to notice a pitcher tipping his pitches. But if you slow video down and if you watch it during a game, well, then you could see it. So then they would put it on the pitcher going, dude, you got to be better at not tipping your pitches.
Right.
It turns out, no, probably you got to have the other team stop watching the friggin' videos during the game.
Yeah, they're all banging cans for some reason.
Yeah, and so, Steve, there's too much money in this game. You know who will speak up? That dude from the Blue Jays that's not making any money because he wasn't good.
He called the commissioner an idiot?
Yeah.
Isn't that guy?
That Bolsinger guy.
That was awesome.
And because he's not making a ton of money, so he's like, well, I'll sue the sport. I don't care.
Oh, no, but then there was another guy that was, like, giving a hard time, I think, to the commissioner.
Oh, that I haven't heard that guy.
I can't remember what guy's name was, but it was pretty funny. Like, he was just, like, screw. Like, for whatever reasons it was, he was just, like, calling out the commissioner.
Yeah, your big money makers, the guys that have the big contracts, you're not going to hear Mike Trout say anything because Mike Trout's got the big contract. You probably won't hear Mookie Betts say anything because he's about to get a $400 million contract if he signs with the Dodgers next year. These guys won't say anything, but the guys that aren't making any money or never made it and got kicked out of the minor leagues because they got wrecked, they'll say something.
And one person says, I had a coach tell me in high school, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
See, it starts all the way. It probably starts in little league. I mean, I had a coach. Granted, it wasn't really cheating, but he was telling, because I was a terrible hitter, and we joke about it, but this was a legit strategy on his end. He's like, lean into the pitch. A walk is as good as a hit.
Yeah.
And if you get hit by a pitch, then you're golden.
Yeah, it's this is not good. This is not good for society because we've seen a little bit of that in the NFL. It seems like Bill Belichick and the Patriots, you know, we somehow accept that they're the only ones doing it. And you go, why isn't there a bigger controversy? Probably because everybody's doing it. It's just the Patriots got caught. The Astros got caught. Mm-hmm. But everybody's doing it. That's the only reason why these people aren't in more trouble than they are.
I mean, one person says that's exactly what happened. See, the pitcher for Oakland played in Houston the year before, and then it went public.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't you think that's going to that's the funny part. I guess they're just all just full of themselves. They don't assume that that's what's going to happen.
You hit it on the head.
I mean, we heard that owner. He sounds so full of himself.
Oh, yeah. They are. So, it's like they're in their own world. Hey, listen, I'm a, you know, Friday Night Lights mentality. You know what? This is where we're the celebrities of this time. We do what we want. Is that, they, you know, sometimes athletes have that mentality and people around them. That's not good, dude. Jeez, I hope we're cool in Seattle. Well, I mean, at least we know the Mariners are
as long as we keep losing, no one's going to guess that we're cheating.
We're the worst.
Good job, Mariners.
But I think of the Hawks, and I hope nobody comes out and says anything bad about us someday. You know, because, I mean, we're a successful franchise, and it makes you wonder, like, is it because we work hard, or, man, I mean, is it just cheating everywhere in these sports? As a baseball fan, I'm disgusted.
You look sad.
I am. You're right. I am very sad about it. Here's a guy, though. You know, Steve, here's the thing. I'm going to start looking at you now.
What's that?
Well, Pete Miggs.
Yeah?
You're really good at Pete Miggs, and now I wonder.
Yeah, well, Vicky's knocking on a can while I'm waiting in the other room, and that's how I know the answers.
You know what? You just put a great video in my head of just, like, Vicky sitting on a can, you know, just knocking on it like that, you know, like little tiny kid on a can. That's a funny. Anyway, Steve did get this run wrong yesterday.
What war started in 1775?
Civil War?
No.
The War of 1775?
No.
The War of All Wars?
No.
Okay, maybe Vicky's not doing a great enough job.
No, hit that can louder.
Yeah, that would be the American Revolutionary War, Steve. 1775, right before 1776. Yeah. Hey, you want a shot at beating Steve? No cheating here. 206-421-ROCK.
Right?
We're playing Beat Maze at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And, of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.